Today, I will be speaking to you about dwelling on thoughts that are worth thinking. With how busy and fast-paced our daily lives are, do we ever stop and think about how our behavior can be a reflection of our thoughts? The first part of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 states, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." What we choose to dwell on in our minds comes out in our everyday lives. If we are setting our minds on ungodly things, it is going to negatively affect us and those who are around us. Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23 says that the root of all sinful thoughts come from within, and that they defile a man. When we are dwelling on these sinful thoughts, it will ruin our relationship with God also. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 18, it mentions a heart that devises wicked plans as one of the six things that the Lord hates. Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 7 reads, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be." There are two words in this passage that we don't hear very often. The first one is the word carnal, as in carnally minded. The word carnal means having the nature of flesh or governed by human nature instead of by the Spirit of God. We as Christians should be striving to think upon godly things versus fleshly things, which are an abomination to God. Romans chapter 6, verse 7 says a carnal or fleshly mind is enmity against God. Enmity means hatred or the opposite of agape love. When we have sinful or ungodly thoughts, we are further separating ourselves from God because God is love. So how can we control these thoughts? To have the ability to overcome evil thoughts, it will require a lot of self-control. In Romans chapter 12, verse 9, it says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil and cling to what is good." Part of having self-control is hating or distancing yourself from evil and clinging to what is good. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 reads, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is around you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." I want to focus on the part of the verse that mentions being sober-minded or to have a sound mind. This means we constantly have to be aware of what we are allowing our minds to dwell on. If we are actively exercising good self-control and always clinging to what is good, it won't be as difficult for our minds to stay on the right path. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it says to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. If we ever find our minds straying, we need to capture those thoughts and in substitute meditate on godly things. Please turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 18. Philippians chapter 4, verse 18. There it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." This all comes back to self-control. When you find your mind straying to a sinful thought, try to replace it with some of the attributes of this verse. In Job chapter 37, verse 14, it reads, "Listen to this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God." 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24 also says something very similar. When we attend church, we typically think about everything that the Lord has done for us. While this is what we all should be doing, we shouldn't just think upon these things once a week, but constantly. When we think about all of our blessings and what God has done for us, it helps us to get into an uplifting mindset while humbling us at the same time. Psalm 1 verse 2 instructs us to meditate on the word of God day and night. If we were to make this a habit, it would be so much easier for us to keep a godly mindset, which would help us overcome these sinful thoughts. If you would please turn with me to Psalm 19 verse 14. Psalm 19 verse 14. There it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." We now understand how our sinful thoughts can affect our relationship with God, others, and our salvation. By using self-control and God's word, we can combat these sinful thoughts and be one step closer to God. Thank you.